Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business. His nature, His character, His power has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what God did through the power of the Holy Spirit and the ministry and life of Jesus, He is still doing today. And with the Lord's help, perhaps we will be able to gain an understanding why we don't see it in such dramatic amounts in terms of numbers, at least in this country. As we go to the Word of God, we're going to see that there are perhaps reasons that will help us to remain faithful and be patient as we wait upon the Lord. In Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 38, we find the Word of God telling us that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen? And so what do we learn just from this verse of Scripture? There were those the devil was oppressing, and Jesus went about healing them. So therefore, all sickness and disease, that oppression, is of the devil, whether it's physical sickness, affliction, and infirmity, whether it's mental healing and disorder that needs the power of God to restore health and normalcy. Jesus met the devil. He defeated him. He accomplished that work on Calvary, and it is His will for us as God's people to reflect the abundance of the blessings He has given us in terms of naturally as well as physically. It is His will for us to prosper, referring to material, financial abundance, and be in health, that is our physical, emotional, and mental condition, even as our soul prospers. For our soul to prosper, we have to meditate and understand and be instructed in the Word of God. But there are some, and you may be one right now who's experiencing that, and surely you have known people, good people, people who love God, and they seem to be tested in this area at a great length. But I want to share with you, beloved, that God is faithful if we will love Him, if we will serve Him with a whole heart and continue to trust and believe in His Word. God is a good God. And if those of you who may be struggling with physical infirmity and sickness, I want to encourage you not to be disheartened, not to be depressed, or that feel there's some great failure in your life, which is the reason you're not walking in divine health, because I believe that is God's best will for us, that we can be in health. Yes, to be healed is a wonderful testimony to the power of God, but how much more to be kept by that same power so we don't have to go through sickness? And I'd like to share just a couple of thoughts. I'm thinking of a very good friend that I have, and she absolutely believes in God's promises. She has experienced God's miracles and wonderful healings in her life and in the lives of loved ones. But there was, as we talked, this was a few years back, she shared there was a particular infirmity she had, and it wasn't improving, it wasn't getting better. She prayed, and there was just no change. And so she had to go to the hospital. And so you might say, well, you know, that's not very encouraging. Well, This is why I say we cannot be simplistic in our understanding or judgment of circumstances or what may occur in our own life or in the life of another person. So what happens? God's purposes were involved. She was not healed at that point because God had a purpose. She's walking in that healing now, but when she was in the hospital, there was a woman next to her in the hospital bed, and she began sharing and talking about the Lord, and this woman was really hungry. And do you know what happened after that? They kept and remained in contact, and as a result, a Bible study was birthed out of that contact where others are coming and now hearing the word of God. So you see, it wasn't this my friend's lack of faith or standing on the word of God or improper confession that got her in the hospital. God had a purpose in it. And you know, in my life, I have been in circles, literally, where people, if, for example, they weren't healed, they went up in a prayer line, didn't receive healing, or they had surgery or whatever, literally, that was referred to as a, quote, this is the exact words, faith failure. And you hear those words, and the indictment of guilt is upon that person who did not receive the healing for whatever reasons. There's sin in your life, or you weren't confessing properly, or you really just didn't believe God. Just that simple. That's where it's at. Healing is always for today. Jesus healed everybody. And in fact, I know of one person who said that, who was having a problem with the miraculous for today or some of the promises that are in God's word. And he said, you know, Jesus, whenever he did anything, it was by the miraculous power of God. It was always a miracle, period. And as we think about what the scriptures say, and as we are familiar with the scriptures, I just want to refer to you to Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went into Jerusalem, that was Jesus, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They couldn't approach anyone who was healthy. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Listen to this. When he saw them, he said unto them, go, shew yourselves unto the priests. This is what I want you to hear. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. That was not a miracle when Jesus gave those words, but as they obeyed, just as the man who went and washed that mud off of his eyes, the pool of Siloam, he was healed. So Jesus, you know, we cannot be dogmatic. We can't be dictatorial that this is the way God is going to move. You know, if you're not healed, you don't have faith. And God wants you to know he loves you. And the devil will use that condemning accusation against you. He is the accuser of the brethren. And that's why some of you listening, even today, you feel, well, somehow your faith is just not adequate because you haven't walked in that deliverance and healing that you've desired. But I don't want you to feel that way. God loves you. He cares for you. Let's go to the ninth chapter of John. Here's another example. Jesus passed by, the first verse, he saw a man blind from his birth. The disciples asked him, okay, Master, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And of course, he healed the blind man. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And as he went, this is verse 7, he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Now, he could have just spoken the word, but he didn't. So you see, there's many different forms of the way God can intervene and interact in our lives. Let's go over to John, the 11th chapter, verse 4, and this is referencing Lazarus. Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, and he said, this sickness is not unto God, not unto death. He did die, actually, but not permanently at this point, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And so you see, we can never be authoritative and say, this is what God is doing, because we don't know. We cannot judge another man's servant. But God has given us an assurance from his covenant, his written word, that we can pray. And it talks about, you know, if there's any sick, let them call for the elders of the church, anoint him with oil, pray over him that he would be healed. And if he has any sins, they'd be forgiven him. Jesus said in Matthew 18:18-19, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth is touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God. Well, I'm just laying groundwork. There's so much God wants us to know and understand regarding his covenant of healing. But before I bring the broadcast to a close, I would like to share a letter from a brother writing from Fresno. And I don't often share testimonies, but I'd like to share this with you, a few more maybe this week. Dear Sister Glass, may God always bless you and keep you. I am thankful that my mother took me to the church service where I met you, and that I was able to get to know you better through the letters that you exchanged and even the ones that I helped my mom to write. You have an unusual and profound ministry. Of all my years in church, I've never been helped so much. Your prayers and the prophetic words that you have spoken over and into my life, and that's through the ministry of correspondence, have blessed me with hope, knowledge, and a greater revelation of God's word. I'm so thankful for that which the Spirit has spoken directly into my life. Thank you for praying for my healing. Just knowing that you were praying for me gives me hope. Thank you for praying for my peace, joy, and intimate knowledge of God's love for me. I look forward to what God is going to do and how he's going to fulfill his purpose in my life. Thank you is not enough. However, I thank you, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for being my Lord. Yours in Christ, a brother writing from Fresno. So I invite you to write, just as so many people over the decades have been blessed through this ministry of correspondence. If you need the support of agreeing prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And know, beloved, that I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my faithful ones, and for my radio listening audience, I pray for you as well. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.